Omar loy. Rebchia sounds like this. Rebchia said back to Rebbe, Iatzamoyda, don't you agree to me, Shatzricha Kagrif, that this Shmat, this Bedika would only be touched, would only be coming from it, if there was the size of a grist. That's the size, a size of a nickel, the size of dam on the big beget. The size of grist for yet. We'll see later on exactly how you get the size of a grist, what the size of an insect, of a, also of an insect. We'll see. It's around the size of a nickel, they say. The oid also, just the oid. Omulei avol. Rebbe said yes. That if there's a small spot of dam on this, Padika, he'll also agree it's tall. He only says, Rebbe says, only tamei, it was the bigger size of dam. So omulei, so the chiyah said back, and came and saw, afato, sees the kesem, you also have the son yourself with the katumah. Because if we would say the dam, vade came from her, so then no matter how small the dam is, you should be tamei. No matter how small dam Elisha sees from a bami, she's tamei. The din of a kesem is when you find only the blood on the begodim. That's only midrabbanan, then we have to have a shear. That's Rebbe's, that's the Rechiyah's kasha back to Rebbe. If you, Rebbe, agreed to me that you only tamei with a big shear, so how could you say it's vade? It should only be a suffix tumma. So it's like this. The Rebbe was Rebbe hold. Rebbe sound like this. Being to gris vioi lafukim adam macholos. True. On this bedika now, since you did not check it out before, or you left it overnight, you have to be afraid maybe a machos, maybe a keen, an insect went on it, and that's where the dam came from. So if the dam is smaller than a gris, you have to be afraid that dam is from the insect. So therefore, first you have to make sure the dam is the size of a gris. To know what, that for sure this dam is not from the kina, but rather came from someplace else. If so, v'chiv and enough of when midamachos, once you don't have a doubt anymore about a damacholis, then vadim begufos, so that's Rebbe Svara. Then we say for sure this dam came from a body, where else should it come from? It's not Mustafa, it came from any place else. So once you take away the shayla of a gris of damacholis, then Rebbe holds this bedika makes a vade tummy. So this is the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. I call upon him here, Rebbe Chiya is arguing on Rebbe, and Rebbe Chiya here says it's tummy suffix. So my love, don't I say over here that the ziknosoi koi, or that here Rebbe Chiya's phone is older over here. So Rashi says, because since he's arguing on his Rebbe, so it must be in his older age he's arguing with him. So mashma b'yadusa, when Rebbe Chiya was younger, timim shunida, he also held then, like Rebbe held now, that Rebbe Tamei Vadei. So shmamina, that's a good proof. That's a good proof that Rebbe Chiya really, at the beginning of his life, he held that Rebbe Tamei Vadei. And at the Seif Yomah, but at the end, he held no, it's only a Tomei Sufik. He held no, it's not a good enough Sufik. Could be the small good Cheskas Tyria. It's only a Sufik to Ketumah. Now the Gemara says, Mishtar Beyach Lei Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Choma, Babisna. So again, Mishtar Beyach Lei Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, that Rebbe was praising in front of Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Choma, Babisna. He told Mishnah this person, Rabbi Chama Babisna, was a great person, Yodam Godelu. So Amalai, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi, okay, look, Yishiyov Liyotka, when he comes to you, have Liyodi, bring him to me. So that's what happens. Kiyosi, when this Rabbi Chama Babisna went to visit Rabbi, is Amalai, so he brought him in front of Rabbi Shmuel. So Mishnah said to him, Boy Minoy Milsa, ask me a question, let me say, ask me something. So true, so Rabbi Choma Babisna asked Rabbi Shmuel a question. He asked him, what is, what's going to be Bodka B'yeh Shana Bodikla? She makes a Bedika on the Shemat that was not checked out yet. She didn't check it out before the Bedika. And then after the Bedika, she checks herself, she puts it away in the closet. She puts it away in the dresser. On the Mocha, the next day, she looks at a Motzol of Dam, she finds it has Dam on it. Now, what's the Mocha? That's what Rabbi Choma Babisna asked Rabbi Shmuel. So Amalai, so Mishmuel said back to him like this, listen, Kedivri Abba Emloch, should I tell you how my father Rabbi Yosi holds? Or Kedivri Rabbi Emloch, or should I tell you the way Rabbi holds? That's what he asked him. Amalai, so Rabbi Chama said back to him, Kedivri Rabbi Emloch, tell me the way what Rabbi says. I want to hear what Rabbi holds. Kedivri Rabbi, so it's like this, so Amal Rabbi Shmuel said now, Zel Shem Molov Yodam Godol, like he said back to Rabbi, is that what you brought to me, this person, think is a great person, like how come he wants to hear what Rebbe says, and not what my father says, and not what Rebbe Yosi says? Heich manichem divrei Rav, how can you leave over? Like my father, Reb Yossi, was Rebbe's Rebbe. The Shema divrei Talmud, you want to only hear what the Talmud Rebbe says. That's why Rebbe Shmuel thought this person's not so great anymore. But the Gemara explains, what type of Shem Reb Chama? He was a great person, so how come he said he wanted to hear what Rebbe says, and not what the Rebbe, Reb Yossi, says? The Gemara says, of course, Rebbe Chama, by this discovery, he holds that Rebbe was a Rosh Masifti, was the head of the yeshiva. Who? Or Sheikh Rabbani Kamei, a lot of Rabbani used to come in front of him. Or Mechadadei Shmaitatei, and he became very smart because of that. So that's why he became maybe even greater than his Rebbe, Rebbe Yossi. That's why Rebbe Chama wanted to hear what Rebbe said, and not what his father, Rebbe Yossi, said. Now the Gemara explains, what's this Machlekes? My Rebbe Yossi, where's this Machlekes, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi? Some Ravada Bamasna. Turn out, we learned like this. Rebbe Metama, Rebbe says in this case, where she made the bedik on a cloth that wasn't checked out before, and she leaves it overnight, the next morning she sees it, Timea, Rebbe says she is Tamei. For Rebbe Yossi Metama, Rebbe Yossi has a Torah. Now, what kind of tomb, what kind of Torah is this? So the Yom Rav Zera sounds like this. The Yom Rav Zera, that Kishatima Rebbe, when Rebbe says it's Tomei, Rebbe Meir, he yells like Rebbe Meir Shita. So according to this, the Chur will be like a Vade Tumma, will be like Rebbe Meir Shita, that we'll soon see where it's brought on soon, and Rebbe Yossi, who Kishatima Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yossi was Torah, Liyatzmati, went according to his own Shita. Where's this Machlokes? Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. So the Tanya learned like this, the Gemara later, this Nan. Isha Shaisa Tzrachel. An Isha that was letting out the urine, she was urinating in a bowl. Barosa Dam, and then later she looked in the bowl and she found Dam. So Shandu was, where did the Dam come from? Did it come from the urine from the bladder? Or did it come from the womb that makes it Tomei? So the Sefer, where the Dam came from? So Rebbe Meir Oimer, Rebbe says like this. In my majesty, when she was urinating, she was standing, then Tomei. Then she's like Tomei Vade. Rashi explains, because when she's standing, it's a little bit tight there. So therefore, when the urine comes out, it like goes back up a little bit. So for sure it hits the womb, and therefore we could say it brought out the dam from the womb. So therefore, it's Vade Tomei. What's going to be in your shevas? Though let's say she was sitting down, so then the urine doesn't go up, then the urine came straight out. Says the Torah the same as some of the dam came from the urine, from the bladder, and therefore she saw Torah. That's what Rebbe Meir holds. Rebbe Yossi Emano, Benkach or Benkach Torah. Rebbe says in both cases she saw. Like even the first, even though she's standing, but still we don't know for sure the dam came from the womb. We'd rather say the dam maybe came from the urine, and therefore even when she's standing it's Torah. Now, Omalei Rav Acha Bred Rav Ravashi. So that's what we learn. So Rashi learns here, Rashi says, Omidikomer Rabbi Meir, Oimedis Timeir, Viafagav, Vikulus, Fakina, Vamakim, Raglayim, Kibun, Raglayim, Madobra, Dokla, Yalmo, Vecheskos, Dobim, and Amakor, Metamach, and Metama. Masher Meir, Shitur is, we say she's Bade Tami. Even though there which is urinating, the dam could come from the urine. Then we say, no, it's more Shchia, the dam is ruggled by the Makor, by the womb. So we say she's Tomei. To see according to Rebbe, even though it's a suffix, we say she's Vade Tomei. So our case also, when she made the Bedika here, since it's Rogo for the Dam to come from Mamakor, Bishach the Bedika, we say it probably came from there. So according to Rebbe, it's Tomei Vade, and the Chur, according to Rebbe Yossi, it's a Tor. But Tor in the Chur means a suffix, because it's like Mishum Kesem. That's what the Gemara says now. Omele Rav Acha Bred Rav Ravashi. Vomer Reb Yossi Rebbechanina, that Kishatimur Reb Meir Latim Yalim Mishum Kesem. He said that Reb Meir only said to Sotopi Ketumma. Vilu Rebbe Mishum Nidukama, but Rebbe is Mashmish, he's Vade Tomei. So I could tell me that Rebbe holds like a Reb Meir. Omla, he said back to him, no, Anan Hochi Kamin, this is what I meant to say. That Kiit Mehi Mishum Nidit Menechanami. That's what Reb Meir says over there when she's Matame Reglayim, that she's Tomei, Reb Meir means she's Tomei Vade, it's a Vade Nidah. Therefore, here also, when Rebbe says that this Shemat is Tomei, it's also going according to Shittas Rebbe Meir. That even though you have a suffix, maybe the dam came from someplace else, but since it's Shchiach, the dam should come from the Makor, it's Rogel, we say for sure the dam came from there. So that's Rebbe Shittas to say she's Vade Tomei, and that's Rebbe Yossi Shittas says, no, it's only a suffix Tomei. Funny min asafik. Now it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzal shelo isiyum tameyim. Now she checks herself right away, and she finds that she's tamei. So we say that's the proof that the dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, and both of them are tamei shivam, and yes, bin korban chatas. Torah rabbar, not like this. Eizeyu shiveses. What's the shiveses meaning? What's this called isiyum? That she checks it right away that they're both tamei vaday. It's like this. Moshe is an example, the shamish, to a waiter like the aid and the witness. Shem de Mitzara Masha, standing by the doorpost, that the Tziyah Shamash, when the Shamash goes out, Nech Mefei, the aid goes in. So now this is a mushal to the Tashmish, that as soon as the Aver comes out, that's when the Bdika goes in. Now, Heavy Vesta Shamash, this Vesta is the Kenuach. Only means is as soon as the Aver, as soon as the husband comes out of her, right away she just wipes herself there. And that's it. That's enough of the time to check that if by wiping herself she finds dam, that's the proof to say for sure that dam was there a second ago before to Shas Tashmis. But if she's not I'm going to wipe herself, but as soon as the husband goes out, she's going to start making the regular bdika, put her hands in there all the way in, the chdurim stuck in, that takes a second or two. So when she comes out then and she finds dam on it, it's not a proof to say that dam was there to Shas Tashmis. Maybe that dam first came out after Tashmis. And that's why, since the bedika takes a little bit of time, she found it on the bedika. So you don't have a proof to say vaday the dam was there before b'shas tashmish. Therefore, the only time we say he's vaday tamei, he's chayav the korban chatis, is that as soon as he goes out of her, right away she takes a shemata and she just wipes herself there. And by wiping herself, she finds some dam. That's a proof to say that dam was there before b'shas tashmish, and he's a boil nida that he's tamei sefer seven. And he also has to be in carbon. Now, Nimtza al Shalom the Yachazman. The Mishnah says, let's say you find it on her, the Yachazman. Then the Lacher is what? They're Tomei Min HaSafik. But our Mishnah says what? They put them in a carbon. So what's the question? Torah and the Braisi, we learned, the Chayav and Moshem Toli, the Yachayav and Moshem Toli. This is a Safik Midiraisa. So therefore the Mishnah says it's a Safik Midiraisa. Because our Mishnah says it's put them in a carbon. What's the kasha in our Mishnah? Why doesn't our Mishnah also agree to say Yichayev the Korban Oshim? It's a Sofik Midiraisa here. So where's the question? Vatana Vidan Maitaima? How come our Tana doesn't say Anoshim Toli? So where it says our Tana holds Vinichaticha Mishnei Chatichais, that Yoni Chayev Anoshim Toli, if you have a Vadai Sofik, Huchsak Yisura. Alright, it turned up. We have a piece of Chelev and a piece of Shumin. So the Yisra was Vadeh there, and yet one of them, then you Chayav Noshim Toli. But over here, you don't know for sure the Yisra was there or not. We have a Sofik, whether it was there altogether or not. So Mokum, you have a Sofik, whether the Yisra was there altogether or not. Our time holds, you put them in a korban. Benech Lame, the time of the price holds, still you Chayav from a korban Noshim Toli. Then the Mishnah says, Eizeyu Achazman, what's called the Shear of Achazman? So the Mishnah explains, means that she goes down from the bed, and then she makes a bedika. That's called the Shir Vachazman. Poshada means that's the Shir that's a Sufik Tumah. And according to Braisa, the Chayiv and Noshim Toli. And according to our Mishnah, the Potah from Noshim Toli. That's the Shir of Liyachazman. Shemur says, Ramin, I have a question. It says, Eizeh Vachazman, what's called the Shir of Liyachazman? That Chur Soni is Sufik Tumah. So, Pirish Reb Loza Beb Tzadik, Kte Shetoshit Yodo, Tachas Akeh, she should put her hands right away under the pillow. By tachas a ksos under the blanket, for titolate and take an aid with titol to make a bdika boy, for titol boy. Rashi says, mashma v'yodim, she's still in the bed. That's called the shir of liachar. But mashma v'desha teirid, but the time that she goes off the bed, that's the biggest shir. And that she would not be tum at all, that's not called a safi tumma. That'll only be a din of nes lace. And now Mishnah's mashma know that the shir of liachar is the man that it's a safi tumma, that's the shir when she goes off the bed, she teirid. And the other brides of Mashmah, no, that's too long. So my answer is, Omer Rav Chizda, my Achar. What does our Mishnah mean to say the Shir of La'achar? It means Achar Achar. It doesn't mean the middle Shir was a Safak Tumma. The middle Shir, Ta'akir, Shatoshit, Yodet, Ta'akas, Kara, Ta'akas, Aksos. But the Mishnah says Achar means Achar, that Shir, the third Shir. There's one Shir, Oisim, Yitome, Vadei. Then there's a Shir, La'achar, Zer, that's Shem. Toshit Yodah Tachas Akar, that's a Sufik Tumah. Now the Mishnah is saying the third Shir, that is not even a Sufik Tumah Midiraisa. It's only a Tumah Midirabonah Meis Leis,
Half the time she goes off the bed. So the Gemara says, no, I have a Ketonian law. It was learned on this that Nimtzara Shalom Liyachas Man Tumei Misot Turim and Akorbin. It was learned on this case, Mamish, the case of the mistress, Terim Menamit, it says clearly that's a Safik Tumah. And it says on this, Ezei Liyachas Man, what's called Liyachas Man for this? That's called a Safik Tumah. Just Yepotim and Akorbin, because our Mishnah, you need a Chazik Yisura. What is this man? What's called the Yachas man? Kadesh Yeterid Min Amito. The time it takes to go off the bed, but to clear up and wipe yourself on the bottom. It's called the Stira. Here it's Mashbi, even this long term of going off the bed is also called Yachas man. And the brightest Mashbi will know, it's only Shetoshit Yodo in the bed, Takas Akar. So where's Hokekom? This is what it means to say. Ezeyu Achaz man, what's called Achaz man, Kadesh Yetoshit Yodo Takas Akar, true. What's called the Achazman after Zman of Oisium, that's only a Suffolk Tumma Midiraisa, that's this time it takes her to put her hand Tachas Akar, or Tachas Aksos under the blanket, to titillate and take her, nay, take the Shemat of Tifli by avoiding herself. But, Ukadesh Yeterid Min Amita, that's the time it takes to go off the bed, but Tehir Hazdina, to make up the Gaven, that's the Machlekas from Kivra Chomin, Enechanami. Now that's only the Shear of Mace Lace, and according to Rabbi Kiva, with the din of Mace Lace, the Baal becomes Tomei. And according to Chachamim, the Baal does not become Tomei as the din of a Boil Nida. So the Chachamim, therefore again, there's no Stira. There are three Zmanim here, and the Zman of our Mishnah, when he goes off the bed, that's the third Zman, when there's no Sopik Midi Reis, it's only Midi Rabbonin. So where it says, no, I have Lachakach Ketoni. It says still, Rashi, the Toni must be, Senachakach Matami Mes Leis. V'yayna Matama. It says the Mishnah again, V'yachakach means a fourth Shir. Or it says after that, it's only Tumei Mes Leis. So the Mishnah smashed clearly that the shear of Shaterid Menamita to go off the bed is the shear of the second shear. That's the shear of La'acha Oisiyam that you tell him in a Sufik. Because the Mishnah says after that shear, then it's only the Yesh Leis. So still a still remember the Brisa to our Mishnah. So Marit says no. Chokikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'zeh La'acha Kash Nechaz Rabbi Kivra Chomim. This shear of the Shaterid, that is the third shear. That's the shear after Liyachas man, after the shear of a Sofer Tumah Midiraisa, so it's only Adin the Rabbonin of a Tumah Mi'es Leis, which is a Machloikas from Kivin Chomim, by this Tumah Mi'es Leis, or in the time of the boy left the Baal live with his wife during those last 24 hours, does he have a din of a boil neither according to the Kiva? Yes, and according to Chomim, no. But Kovon was no stira, that the second Zman is Shetoshit Yodet Achaz Akar, not the length of going off the bed. Ravashi, and Ravashi says like this, another Teretzi, they'll tell you, Idi v'Idi Chach Yuru. He says both are the same shear, whether going off the dead or the shear of put your hands Tachas Aksos. It means like this, Eid b'yod, if she's holding on to the Shemat already, then the shear is Kadesh Yeterid Min Amita, to go off the dead, to Tekiach Aspenet, and wipe herself on the bottom. Ein Eid b'yod, let's say she's not holding the Shemat in hand, then the shear would be Kadesh Yeterid Yod L'Tachas Akar, how long it takes to put her hand underneath the car, or tachas like sauce, or underneath the pillow, for titulate and take the air, but tilt and buy into big boydika. But both shirim are the same shirim, Sechlem, there's no stirim. These are both the shir of liacha mikan. There's one shir of oisiyum right away, that yechai v'korbin, vaday. Then there's lacha that, this next shir, with both exact same shir, which is the sofik tumma. Sofik midiraisa. Pakopon is no stirim. Next, we have a question. It says here, Ezeu Achazman, what's called Achazman? Dov is there, Shoria Blazer, Reb Tzadik. Yes, the Yishuv, Yomri told them that Shema Kerb Kiva, Atoim, Mihol Kerb Kiva, Shema Tamar Ezbailo, Amunolo Shemanu, Kachbush Achomim Biavne. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Send me off this last Gemara again, next tape. Alright, we'll stop here. But now the Gemara says like this. You may still have a question. It says, Ezeu Achazman, what's called Achazman? So, Dov is there, this question, Shor Reb Loza, Reb Tzadik, Lech Chomim B'Yusha. That Reb Loza, Reb Tzadik, Yes Chomim B'Yusha. For Yom Lam, he said back to him like this.